Hey CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 6. Some people are rich, but don't have honor. Others have honor, yet little wealth. Some have honor and riches, yet sense something is missing. Some are working hard to build wealth, and others are sacrificing to live honorable lives. Different people approaching life from different perspectives. Yet despite their differences, a common denominator exists. A sobering sense there has to be something more to life. How sad to work so hard and sacrifice so much to reach a goal, then wonder if all striving was worth it. At the end of it all, will my life really mean something? No matter how much wealth we accumulate, no matter how many honors we receive, and no matter how much of life we experience, without humility, life takes us down a dead-end road. Let's read Proverbs 22, verse 4. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. One of Proverbs' most prominent themes is humility. To understand humility, we need to see its connection with the fear of the Lord. As we humble ourselves before God, we stand in awe of Him, recognizing He created us on purpose and for His purpose. Living for any other purpose would be arrogance. Imagine the canvas telling the painter what to paint. Often, we, the created, want to tell the Creator what to do. To gauge this, take a moment to think over your prayer petitions. Are they a religious way of commanding God to do what we want Him to do? If so, that's arrogance. Christ teaches us to ask God for anything, whether big or small. Too often, in arrogance, we make prayers all about what we want to see Him accomplish for us. Let's read Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. God invites you not to worry about anything, but to pray about everything. So, when you ask of God, you might as well ask big. I mean really big, because nothing is impossible for God. Nevertheless, make sure to always tell Him, "Your will be done." Let me lead you in a powerful prayer secret. As you humble yourself before God, seeking to fulfill His purposes, He will automatically bless you with riches, honor, and life. Think about it. When we pursue anything other than our God-ordained purpose, we render our lives worthless. At best, we may end up fulfilling a secondary purpose. However, as we live humble lives, God's wages are true riches, honor, and an abundant life. That's the high value of humility. Let's pray. Dear God, I come before You humbly and thankful to You for Your saving grace on my life. Thank You for loving me in such an extravagant way. I want to honor You by fulfilling Your purpose for my life and making it my primary goal in life. I know there is nothing too big for You, so today I present to You my needs. Yet, Lord, I pray for Your will to be done in my life. I want to fulfill Your purpose in me so You may receive all the glory. And as You bless me with riches, honor, and life, I will give them back to You to use for Your glory and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.